This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're going to talk to one of our favorite guests. He's always got some great insights in relationship to diet, in relationship to interpreting blood tests. In fact, he's the author of a great book called Your Blood Never Lies, which is one of the most definitive books on how to interpret blood tests, which is really important. Jim's a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and he's an industry consultant in the field of integrative healthcare. He's the founder and chairman of Metabolic Code Enterprises, and he has a medical clinic in California, Progressive Medical California Clinic. You can check him out at jimlaval.com or metaboliccode.com. And Jim joins us today to discuss how to take control of your health. And he's also going to talk to us about one of his favorite supplements, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. And they've got a couple of new things in the pipeline for consumers. So, Jim, take it away. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
No, it's always, you know, always a pleasure to be on your show. You know, I think it's in, what I think is interesting. I continue to learn about the value of aged garlic extract and why I think it's such an important compound for people today is, you know, we've heard about the value of it and, you know, how it, you know, reduces oxidized LDL, how it, you know, can impact your lipid profile and improve your oxidation and reduction reactions in your body. But, you know, one of the more significant things I think is that they've also shown in some of the earlier studies as it relates to, you know, blood pressure, that actually you get a reduction in sympathetic tone, meaning that one of the hot things everybody's talking about right now is heart rate variability, right? We're all slapping on Fitbits, whether they're accurate or not, it's a different story. But we're all slapping on Fitbits and we're all measuring things. But the one thing we're definitely measuring in healthcare is heart rate variability, or the ability of your heart to have this normal rhythmicity. And as you get under stress and your brain starts telling your nervous system what to do, basically your heart gets stiffer and it's not as flexible and your blood vessels aren't as flexible. And what they're finding out when you take aged garlic is that it actually helps restore pliability to the arteries. So they call it pulse wave velocity. When they clamp the artery down, it's how quickly it can rebound back to normal. But even more importantly than that, it has an effect on the nervous system in reprogramming that heart rate that is coming from the synchronization between the brain and the heart. And I think that's fascinating.
Well, you know, stress is really in the news this week. You know, you've probably seen the headlines, something to the effect that I'm looking for the headline right now. Stressful experiences can age the brain by 4 years. And then there's one, and I call this the duh story of the month, which is stress actually leads to heart disease. Wow, what an insight! But I guess what they actually claim that, you know, we've known this intuitively for years and years. We know that there's always a relationship between stressful events and heart problems, but this is actually the first study that they did over a long period of time. They looked at stress levels of individuals and they kind of, you know, matched them in terms of all their characteristics, and they actually concluded that, lo and behold, we've been right all along that stress is a factor in leading to heart disease. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting on the aging brain. I mean, we we've known this for a decade, that when you get under stress and you pump a lot of cortisol out, the area responsible for your memory, called the, you know, the hippocampus, it actually swells. And then over time, under extended stress, it then shrinks. Yum. And so if you don't have adequate DHEA, which everybody's heard of, DHEA is kind of the youth hormone, but really what they found is when your stress hormones are high and your DHEA levels remain intact, your brain doesn't have that same reaction of the swelling. You don't get the retraction and then the loss of memory and the decaying of the brain, or the neuroinflammatory response. And so, you know, we've known this for a while, and I just think it's interesting because, you know, aged garlic is a great solution or strategy to help guard against that inflammatory response. Because really what we're trying to do, look, we're all aging. We're all under stress. We've got a primitive nervous system in a modern world. And that means that we think that, you know, too many emails in a day is the equivalent of a white tiger chasing us, or that our smartphone wasn't so smart and isn't working the way it should, and therefore we get stressed out. But our brain doesn't perceive it differently, and we have to do everything we can to be proactive with the neuroinflammatory loop. So calming the nervous system down, not allowing inflammation to overtake the brain so that it doesn't age at an accelerated rate. And the second byproduct of that is the fact that the more the brain perceives stress, the more cortisol you pump out, the more adrenaline you pump out because of that, the more your blood vessels clamp down, and you cannot perceive that. It's something where all of a sudden you wake up one day and you realize that, oh, my blood pressure went up. And I find that a lot of people don't even, you know, check their blood pressure. Number one thing you could do is check your heart rate. If your heart rate's above 62 first thing in the morning, for every 4 points above 62, it represents a 7 to 10% increase in cardiometabolic disease risk.
That's a useful statistic. I never heard it put that way. I've always known that, you know, it's good to have a relatively low heart rate at rest. Not too low, because too low is right. It's no good. You got to, you know, it's kind of the Goldilocks effect. If it's too low, then, you know, the problems also. But that's right. A really interesting statistic. You know, the other day I had a little bit of a stress. The hard drive on the computer that I use to record all my programs crashed.
Oh my gosh.
I had a hard drive crash. You ever had a hard drive crash? That's a very scary thing.
So, yes, it is.
So in the hot weather here, you know, it's like, you know, 90 degrees here in New York, I had to schlep my computer to.
But you don't have any humidity though, right?
Oh, you're right. Exactly. You're a Southern Californian, so it's like, right. Yeah, when it's 100 degrees out there, yeah, it's the equivalent of us being 85. But so I schlepped my computer down to the Apple store to get it fixed. And I have to say they did a really nice job. But I just was wondering, am I going to be able to recover my computer? And I'm thinking, this is not good for my body, you know, the amount of stress that I'm going through, because, you know, a hard drive crash in terms of the effects on a human is a little bit like, it's not quite up there with losing a spouse or getting a cancer diagnosis, but it's up there. It's up there, pretty high up there. And the good news is I was taking chiolic aged garlic extract. I do every day. So hopefully I didn't lose too many years of life, or my hippocampus didn't shrink by too much during that week where I was wondering, you know, is my computer ever going to work again?
but that's modern world now, right?
It is.
I mean, you know, we're so tied to our data. It's like our brain outside our brain. I would put it up there as one of the top 10 stressors you could experience, is if you lost all your data, if in your profession.
Yeah.
I would put it as a major stressor.
Absolutely. So anyway, all's well that ends well. I'm recording using the wounded computer.
You're using your phone right now. No.
Well it's more than a phone. It's the actual physical, you know, big honking Mac computer that's a desktop. I know that's an outmoded piece of equipment, but there it is. So that's interesting, is that there is sort of an anti-stress effect of aged garlic extract. You know, it has a blood thinning effect, it has an anti-inflammatory effect, but it seems that research is revealing all kinds of new information about the benefits of aged garlic extract. I had a question for you, which is, it's a little bit of a challenging question. I saw a patient, it's a very interesting patient. It's actually a physician who came to see me, who at the age of 41 almost experienced a heart attack. The closest thing to a heart attack is what's called acute coronary syndrome, or ACS.
Right.
Which means that you're having very bad angina, and you're just getting a little bit of compromise of circulation to your heart. It's the closest thing to a heart attack that you can have. And they told him immediately that he needed to be stented. And of course, after you get stented, you get put on blood thinners. You get put on aspirin and Plavix. And
right.
I wanted to offer him the additional protection that aged garlic extract could confer. I just had a little bit of a concern that because it has a bit of a blood thinning effect, which is generally good, because people take aspirin for blood thinning, could the synergy of that with the blood thinners that he's taking, I mean, you're kind of an expert
right.
the drug nutrient effects. Do you think aged garlic
right.
extract has such a significant blood thinning effect that it could cause him to be over anticoagulated? I didn't think so, but what do you say?
I don't think it'll have an effect. I mean, when they tested it in a human trial, they showed, and they used it against Coumadin, which is like the absolute worst thing to test against. Mm-hmm. It's erratic, it's irregular, it's difficult to monitor.
Yeah.
And had no alteration in INR times.
Good.
With Coumadin and aged garlic extract in a human trial. So therefore, they make a claim that it does not have a interactive potential with blood thinning medication. So I think you're good to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, in those acute coronary vasospasms, it's interesting because what happens with people, the more stressed out they get, right? Their calcium to magnesium channel difference gets greater and greater because typically they're low in mag. And so, what else do they medicate people with afterwards? Instead of thinking about building up their magnesium pool to kind of help with regulating, cardiac contractility, we're going to use a calcium channel blocker.
Yeah.
Instead of nature's calcium channel blocker, right? Which is, getting enough magnesium. I use a lot of magnesium in combination with aged garlic all the time because I find that my minor hypertensives, the 130 to 145s over, 90 to 98, they just dial right back in if I teach them some breathing techniques to download their stress and I give them those couple things. They have magnificent results on their blood pressure, which of course is the bellwether to how stressed out you are, unless it's due to some type of toxicity like lead.
Indeed, yeah. So I think we previously mentioned it, but could you review for us the evidence that aged garlic extract, based on recent studies, very exciting studies, can have a profound effect on blood pressure?
Oh. Fantastic studies out of two areas. One is University of Adelaide out of Australia, where they gave individuals either 1,200 or 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract or placebo.
Let's just translate because, some people may think, oh, that's what, 16 pills. Actually,
right.
The 2,400 is four pills of the cardiovascular
right.
formula, and the 1,200 is just one twice daily, which is
right.
very, very attainable, right?
It's not exactly.
Not a mega dose.
No, it's one capsule twice a day. And what they found is that you could get, even at 1,200 milligrams a day, you could get an 11-point drop in your systolic blood pressure and a 6-point drop in your diastolic blood pressure. And this was even in people that were known as resistant hypertensives. They were already medicated and failing. So that's pretty significant. There's not a lot of drugs that have that kind of success. Now, I talked to the researcher specifically, and you're going to laugh at this, Dr. Hoffman. I'm telling you right now, this cracked me up. I said, well, what do you think the limitations are? She said, well, you've got to be a responder to aged garlic. So I asked, well, what does that mean? Well, we only found that 80% of the participants responded.
Oh, what a shame.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. These are resistant hypertensives that responded in 8 out of 10 times, which means that in the normal population, which what we found with Dr. Budoff's work when he was looking at a variety of markers, everything from coronary calcification,
right,
meaning that your arteries are getting calcified, to bone loss from your spine. So they found that it stopped bone loss, which means when you stop bone loss, you don't increase calcium into the blood, which means you're not going to create more plaque.
That's almost like a vitamin K-like effect. That's very reminiscent of what vitamin K2 does, which is
exactly.
That's a kind of a crossing guard for the calcium to tell the calcium to go to the bones or stay in the bones and stay away from the arteries. Very interesting.
That's exactly right. And Budhoff actually demonstrated that on scans, you know, when he was doing his artery scans, you get the picture of the bone, and they did their calculations for it, and they could show very clearly that it stopped all bone density loss. So when you look at aged garlic extract, there's a lot of things that are happening. There's the blocking of bone loss. There is the reduction in ectopic fat around the heart, so you don't get as much fat laid down around the heart. It blocks that. Now, in addition to that, I actually saw scans of arteries where you would see these abnormalities in the endothelium, meaning the inner lining of the artery is thinner at the top and thicker at the bottom. And after 12 months, the artery had the same amount of endothelial space from the top to the bottom. And that means that you're a lot less at risk as having an aneurysm or you know, getting a calcification because the health of the inner lining of the artery has been maintained. So Budhoff showed blood pressure going down. And when you start to think about all this, it's because the endothelium is becoming healthier. The vessel is becoming more flexible. And the nervous system is allowing that signal to say, hey, blood vessels, you can relax. And of course, which is the trick, right? We age hardening of the arteries, right? Our arteries aren't as pliable and flexible as they're supposed to be. So, yeah, between the University of Adelaide showing this very significant impact on both inflammatory markers as well as blood pressure, and then Budhoff having this same dramatic effect on the kind of the visual capacity, meaning the, you know, fat around the heart, the bone, fatty liver going down, inflammatory markers, you know, PLA2 going down, homocysteine going down. These are markers that are indicative of, you know, heart disease progressing, and they're either going down, going backwards, or staying stable. There's no one compound that attacks so many different areas that I know of for cardiometabolic health, meaning you take this one thing, aged garlic extract, and it literally acts as almost a master circuit set to reset a lot of the things that are going wrong in cardiometabolic issues.
But will aged garlic extract bring you the morning paper in the morning? I mean, there's some things they can't do, I guess.
Well, I know. I hear lovastatin can do that, though.
Okay. The latest version of whatever designer drug. So, okay. There's some new things. Actually, these things have been around, but I think we want to feature them in today's broadcast. A couple of formulations of aged garlic extract that might be of interest to our listeners. But we divide our podcast into two parts. And we'd like to break at this point. When we return, we'll talk about some of the various forms in which you can obtain aged garlic extract, some specialized and targeted to specific conditions. Today's guest is Jim Laval, who's a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and industry consultant in the field of integrative healthcare. And his website, jimlaval.com or metaboliccode.com. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.